India persecution affects a kid's ministry. New research reveals an interesting trend between faith, poverty, and politics, and a radio ministry lights the way to Jesus. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christian leaders in India say Christians were sacrificial lambs targeted by hardline Hindu extremists seeking political advantage as elections draw near. 59 Christians have been killed and 50,000 displaced in the mostly Orissa state violence. Book of Hope International's Rob Hoskins says churches distributing Book of Hope and showing the Godman film have been affected.
We have seen in some of the states children and families come to watch. We've had some disruptions, mobs being stirred up against them. So we have seen a direct impact. We have decided to pull back a little bit and wait until things calm down.
Hoskins says we need to stand with our brothers and sisters in India.
As my brothers and sisters in India say, don't just pray for our protection, but pray that the word of God would be known to the nation. The second thing we can do is actually give and provide God's word. They don't want to pull back. They want to do more than they've ever done before.
A link to support their work is available at our website. Next, Compassion International recently commissioned a Barna Research survey of Americans concerning global poverty, priorities, and the role of the U.S. government. The researchers revealed that backers of U.S. presidential candidate Senator John McCain tend to see the war on terror as more important than ending extreme poverty. The reverse was true of Senator Barack Obama supporters, but it didn't mean poverty was not a deep concern. Compassion believes Christians are a key part of the solution as they act with the love of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. The countries of East Africa are culturally linked together. A colorful tapestry of cultures and languages, they make up the Horn of Africa, and their people range from Hindus to native tribes. Missionary with Africa Inland Mission, Shell Aronson, has created a magazine called Old Africa to be used as a bridge to reach many of these groups. Doing the research for these stories also allows him to break missionary stereotypes.
We're seen as going out and just being Bible bangers. I've been called a Bible banger a number of times.
By focusing on the history of the region, the magazine opens doors to speak about Jesus in a non-threatening way.
I come in as I'm an editor. I'm interested in history. I'm interested in this. And I hear you've got these pictures and I'm invited in. And they know who I am, what I'm doing on this level. And we become friends. We have a cup of tea. We talk. And almost always, we're able to also share about my faith in a very natural setting.
Pray that this unique ministry continues to open doors to the gospel and that people will respond to the hope of Christ. Elsewhere, Asian Access's new president took the baton of leadership 6 days ago after a series of God connections. Joe Handley says the fit with Asian Access is hand in glove with his passion for raising up a new generation to influence the world for Christ.
They had transitioned in their ministry from various approaches to evangelism to focusing on leadership development and multiplying churches across Asia. God has kind of wired me and used me in ministry to come alongside of leaders around the world and help facilitate church planting movement.
Handley says because the foundation is solid, the way is clear to grow.
The Lord has taken us from Japan and taken us into 8 countries across Asia. And our vision is to see a vibrant community of servant leaders with vision, character and competence leading the church across Asia. But our dream is to be in 20.
And Transworld Radio introduces its new City Lights project to 50 Latin American cities. The program connects American churches with Latin American churches and to provide biblical Christian teaching for urban areas via radio. Broadcasts include shows for kids, Bible studies, and programs for women and families. So far, the response has been positive. Pray that City Lights would strengthen the faith of believers in Latin America and would help multiply the kingdom. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.